Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, I know I've done a lot on this channel about prematurity and being born prematurely, and of course I look at this in my book, Sent Before Their Time, and the main reason for that, as many of you will remember, is that I was born at 27 weeks. I was born 13 weeks early, and the result is that I find myself particularly interested, for personal reasons, in the issue of prematurity. But one of you made the point when I looked at this in my last video, when I looked at dyspraxia. Well, what about people that are born late? What are the consequences of being what is officially known as post-term rather than pre-term? And so that's what I want to look at today. Now, being born post-term, overdue, is defined as someone that is born at over 42 weeks. Before 37 weeks, you are premature. Over 42 weeks, you are post-term. And this can potentially have serious problems because as the placenta gets older, it cannot do its job properly in terms of conveying nutrients and oxygen to the fetus. Therefore, you are more likely to end up with serious infections in the womb. Therefore, you are more likely to end up with a risk of stillbirth. And moreover, and related to this, there will be problems during labour, not least because the baby is too big. Now, the main study that has looked at the consequences of being born post-term is called Post-Term Birth and Risk of Behavioural and Emotional Problems in Early Childhood. And what is found is that, unsurprisingly, there are indeed such risks. This was based on a longitudinal study, by the way, that followed the children up to the age of about 3 or 4, and it controlled for all of the things you would expect it to control for. So it controlled for maternal age, it controlled for education level, it controlled for psychopathology, it controlled for smoking, it controlled for maternal drinking, it controlled for pretty much anything that you might expect to interfere with whether or not, you know, with whether or not these issues are environmentally mediated. And nevertheless, it found the following: people that are born post-term were 1.48 times more likely to suffer from affective disorders. That is to say, things such as depression and anxiety and bipolar disorder. They were 2 times more likely to suffer from general behavioural problems. So this might be something we might call antisocial personality disorder, basically evidence of psychopathology. And remember that the study controlled for that in the mother. So this implies that it is the fact of being born post-term that is somehow causing the behavioural problems, rather than that people that have simply inherited those behavioural problems from their parents being born post-term is irrelevant to it. And most obviously, they were 2.5 times more likely to suffer from attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. This, of course, is when you have tremendous difficulty concentrating, tremendous difficulty staying still, tremendous difficulty finishing tasks, tremendous difficulty attending to tasks, tremendous difficulty remembering to fully carry out your tasks and so forth. And you basically lack key aspects of self-control and self-regulation. So the risk factors for having a child post-term were obesity, the woman being overweight, were nulliparity, i.e. the woman had not previously given birth to a child, and also various very specific disorders such as fetal adrenal hypoplasia and things like that, so sort of illnesses and whatever. But in general, when people are born post-term, we're not quite sure what causes it. Being born post-term is also associated with neonatal neonatal encephalopathology, which is that basically brain infections and things like this. So it's associated with that. And it's been found that by the age of 5, approximately 13% of those who are born late have some sort of developmental problem or some sort of behavioural disorder. Remember, this is a significant percentage of the population. About 10% of people are born of those that survive being a baby. About 10% are born prematurely, and it's about 5% who are born late. So, what's causing these behavioural disorders then? Well, one hypothesis is that it's something to do with being born late, and it means that you don't get enough oxygen, and it is that process of being born big or whatever that causes the brain damage. They've ruled that out in the study. They say this is not the case. All of the tests that would indicate that there have been starvation of oxygen during the birth process indicate that is not the case. So therefore, what is more likely the case is that one is simply placenta age. That if the placenta is old, the placenta ages, it's not supposed to be working after about 40 weeks. And so obviously it works less and less well, and so therefore the child at a very formative and crucial age receives fewer nutrients than it should, and also receives less oxygen than it should. In a subtle way, but nevertheless. Now, this is going to cause brain damage. This is going to cause basically parts of the brain to die. And this is going to be reflected, therefore, in behavioural disorders, in ADHD, and in depression and affective disorders and things like that. That's the first hypothesis. The second hypothesis is that the reason why you are born late would be disturbance in what is known as the placental clock. So essentially, there is a what's called the cortotrophin releasing hormone, and this controls the length of the pregnancy, and it also relates to what's known as the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, and this relates to the release of hormones that help the brain to develop in an optimal manner. So it follows that if there is some sort of problem with these processes, then it will lead, obviously, to the placental clock being interfered with, to the baby being born late, and to due to problems in the development of the brain. So there's two processes that, and therefore ADHD, behaviour problems, depression and whatever. So you've got two processes involved there: interference with the placental clock, and simply the fact that the placenta is being forced to operate on a fetus when it shouldn't be. The placenta is too old and it doesn't work properly. So the result, therefore, unfortunately, if you are born after 42 weeks, and the later you are born, the worse this is going to be, is elevated likelihood of behavioural problems, of ADHD, and of depression. And it's a bit of a shame that it's quite rare, this. Remember, only 5% of survivors of babyhood end up with this. Are those that are born late, whereas it's 10% for people that are born early. So there's been so much research into people that are born early, and we know in so much depth what's going on. But for those that are born late, there's much less research, and eventually they have to be induced. And that itself can, of course, cause problems. But anyway, I hope for any of you out there who are post-term or have post-term babies, this has been useful. And I will see you all soon. And goodbye.
Hello, hello, hello. The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!